The group, described as Ireland's leading folk band, enjoyed a remarkable 2023, during which they released their latest album, The Road Not Taken, as well as touring the world. You can catch them when they play Glore this coming Sunday. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Brian Dunphy from the High Kings. Brian, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. How's things?
Very good. Thanks very much for being with us. So all is going rather swimmingly in the High Kings camp, by the sounds of it. Last year, a pretty good one, and marking 15 years together. Not many bands make it to that stage and remain as successful as you guys have. So a great year to build upon. Can 2024 be even better?
Oh, I think so. Well, thank you. You didn't ask me what the secret was of being together for so long.
Brian, what's the secret of being together so long?
Oh, no, I can't tell you that. No, there's too many secrets that we'll have to wait for the book maybe in 20 years. But no, look, we've had a great ride since then. Look, we've been together since 2008, so it's now 16 years. And, you know, the band has started to grow again in the last couple of years. It's been unbelievable. And since we brought out the original album, The Road Not Taken, and the release of Chasing Rainbows and Connemara Bay and The Streets of Kinsale, like, they've just literally just given us a new life. And you can see it when we've been touring out in the States, literally, over the last, we spent 5.5 weeks in America at the end of February up until April there. And you can see it, and everybody knows the songs and the new songs, and it's great. And for us, it's really important to put out original music, of course, as well as singing the greats of, you know, Yesteryear and The Rocky Road to Dublin and, you know, the great songs that have been there. So it's a great part of the atmosphere, and I think it's still growing, which is great, and we'll be there for the audiences as long as they'll keep coming to see us.
And they certainly are, because, you know, you mentioned you're in the States, you're in the Middle East, in the United Arab Emirates, UK, Canada, Germany, Australia. That's you must spend a significant proportion of the year touring, and even America itself, a country which is the size of a continent, as you said, 5.5 weeks it takes to traverse the place. But I suppose it also shows, Brian, the desire that's there, particularly in America, the love of Irish music. You must be very, very popular there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the first thing that we wanted to do when we set up the band in 2008, was to conquer America firstly. But what we found was that there was a huge growth for it here in Ireland, and we did that, and we toured Ireland first before we ever hit the States. And we just knew that we were onto kind of something pretty good and pretty special, and with the four-part harmony that we deliver on every single show is something slightly different too. But, you know, it's a great mix of, you know, four different voices and what we've kind of brought to the songs, I suppose. And it has just been great. I mean, we did 150 shows last year for 2023, and we were pretty wrecked by the end of it, to be honest. And we're already on, I think, tonight will be number 52 shows for 24 already. And of course, we have a great weekend ahead of us, and we'll hit Clare on Sunday, which is literally, come on, it's the home of Irish music. So we'll have a great night on Sunday.
Brian, can I ask you, I mean, like 50-odd shows already and we're only midway through April. That's incredible. And would you tend to tour that much anyway, or is this very much a post-COVID world where bands are making up for lost time and playing a lot of gigs where they didn't get the opportunity to do that for 2 or 3 years?
Well, there was that, of course. I mean, we were one of the first bands to go back over after COVID. I think we did. We went over after about 10 months to America, and we did a small tour that, you know, people were kind of crying out for us to go back over. And it's been great. The demand has been huge. I mean, we hit Australia last year for the first time, and the demand has been so huge for us to come back. We're going back to Australia at the end of June, and then we'll hit America again in July and August. There's just a huge growth. But, I mean, we can't tell you what the answer is, really. But we're delighted to be going back and to be doing it. Yeah, 50 shows already at this stage is unbelievable. We did the Irish tour January, February, and then we hit America, as I said, in March. We did 26 shows in 34 days. So it's full on. But, you know, we love what we do. And once you hear the roar of the audiences and they're there and they're queuing up around the blocks to come and see it, you know, you're onto a good thing, and you need to deliver every night. And it's hugely important. And, you know, our fans become friends, and we do meet and greets after every show. And I think it's just become a bit of the, you know, they enjoy the personalities on stage, and they certainly enjoy the personalities after the show, and they can tell us their stories on how they met the High Kings. And you wouldn't believe it, Alan, the amount of gifts we get after shows, and cakes and muffins and pastries and DVDs and CDs. It's unbelievable what they can bring to us. So it's quite a bit of a joy, to be honest.
And that's a lovely element of it, I'd imagine, Brian. There are some bands who and artists who keep very much a distance between themselves and their audience, and there are some bands who have that special connection with their audience. And, you know, not only do they not mind meeting them or getting to know them, but they really enjoy it, which it sounds like you guys do. It's just, I suppose, an added positive element to touring. Because sometimes, you know, you hear bands mention touring, particularly those who do it extensively, such as yourselves. As much as you enjoy it, it can be wearying and a slog at times. And I'm sure that kind of takes the edge off it somewhat.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, at the same time, you're listening to people, especially in America, when they're driving 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours to come and see us. You know, they've made that huge effort and staying in hotels for the night. I mean, you know, we're up there for 2 hours. And yes, we've been there for, you know, we've been traveling ourselves maybe 6 or 7 hours to get to a venue, you know, and set up the show and do the show. But, you know, it's hugely important. If you want people to come back and see you again and listen to your music, you know, you've got to give that little bit extra. And, you know, we've been known to be standing out and meeting fans for a good 90 minutes after shows. And, you know, to hearing the stories, and we have a lot of military people who listen to us when they're abroad, and, you know, that our music has brought them through difficult situations. And, you know, you hear people's stories afterwards, and that's what makes it different. It's not just about putting music out there and hoping people will listen to it. It's about connecting with everybody. And that was always our number one goal since the band started. So it's a huge deal for us to give that little bit more than just going out and playing.
Well, given the style of music that you play and play extremely well, given the audiences you play to, as you say, it's special to be playing in the home of Irish traditional music in Clare. That's this coming Sunday, the 21st of April at Glora. I'd say the place is going to be packed out for that one. Brian, absolute pleasure chatting with you. Continued success to you. It sounds like great fun as well, being part of the High Kings, if you don't mind me saying.
Thank you.
Thanks for making time to have a chat with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Would you mind if I said one more thing, Alan?
Of course.
We just had a release day as well today. New single, 1845. It's actually a remix, so it's kind of a release for the summer. So if anybody wants to have a listen to it, they can get it on the streaming site, Spotify and iTunes and that kind of thing. So it is another release for us today. So keep putting the music out there. That's what they say.
Brilliant stuff. Congratulations, Brian. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it very much.
Brian Dunphy there from the High Kings with us on Morning Focus.